Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay. Yes, we will get to Alex Bregman, but we got to do something different to start the show today. I'm going to do something I rarely do. I have just kept Rico and the guys in mystery. I will only tell you I am starting with something non-sports. I am starting from something on a personal level, and I am seeking the counsel of the people in this room, but also you, the listener. And yes, at 2:45, we'll get some football, and 3 o'clock, we're going to talk Bregman. But I got to do this because I have to tell you, I have reached a point with something where I'm told something is really good. And every time I watch this show I'm watching, trying to get into, I end up looking at my wife going, what the F are we watching? What is this? So allow me this space as we start on a Tuesday. And yes,
no,
the Bregman talk can wait. We'll get there.
It's always bad when something comes highly recommended because now there's no wiggle room.
I have been told that as I round the bend here and try to finish the first season of this show, that the second season is generationally good television. And I'm like, okay, slow it down. I will tell you it is bar none the weirdest TV series, program, whatever you want to call it, I've ever watched. It is, I don't know what I'm watching. Have any of you heard of the show called Severance? Anyone?
Yes.
On Apple TV?
Yes.
Okay. Now look, I'm trying to be a good sport about it. I want to punch everyone in the face watching this show. I don't want to give away too much. The general premise is Severance refers to what they do to these people when they sign their employment agreement. Now, there are days I wish we offered severance and I just wouldn't remember anything about this place.
Yeah.
But my point is they go down the elevator and who they are outside of the building, they don't have recollection of it. Then they work all day. They don't know they're outie.
Right.
Then they go back up the elevator and they don't remember. This is the part of the severance I would enjoy. You don't remember anything about this place. And you go back to your life. But never the two shall meet.
Right.
That's all I'll give away. I just need to understand, people. I'm like 6 episodes in. When football season ends, TV season starts. I do try to reacclimate into having a life and spending a little bit more time with my lovely wife. And like, I try to balance things out a little bit. I don't know what the F I'm watching. I'm told this is one of the greatest shows ever made. Doug Karsh is a super fan. Mm-hmm. Doug listens to a podcast about this show. I can't tell you what I'm watching. I have no grasp on anything. And I needed to know, now I know Kenny wouldn't. This show requires thought. But maybe David, maybe you, because you're Mr. Sci-Fi.
Right.
I've watched it. So have you gone through both seasons?
No. I haven't because I got started with it and then football started. But I put a pin in and said, you know what? Okay, potential. I'm going to come back to this.
I also struggle that the lead character is the mean brother from Step Brothers. And I can't get it out of my head of him like bragging about selling helicopters and saying it's the Catalina wine mixer.
See, the funny thing, because I remember when I told you about this, and I'm like, Mike, you'll like the premise because they can't remember anything that happens at work. Like, work and home life are two separate things. When you go through this, the elevator, it's like a little portal you go through and you don't remember anything.
I do. Listen, I am a
I would love that.
No, I'm living severance. Is I basically do everything to forget about this place when I go home, and I live my life.
But it would be a stretch because I don't think you're a big sci-fi type of person.
But I'm trying.
So
this.
I wouldn't recommend this show to you. I just thought it was funny.
But it's too
because
late.
I know you.
It's too late. I've already learned about the waffle parties. Okay. It's too late. God, listen. If you have seen Severance, I just need to know, is it worth it? Because I am trying, and none of my regular shows come back for a few more weeks.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on the Yellowstone prequel to come back with Harrison Ford. I'm going to be all over it. I'm waiting for Reacher to come back. Guys, help me. I am so confused at how this is an all-time good show, and there are episodes you're sitting there, and you will look at your loved one, or if you watch it alone, you will look at the ceiling and go, what am I doing with my life? This can't be it.
I got three episodes in, and I was like, okay, I like this. I'm going to come back to finish this later. But yeah, I was like, it was kind of cool.
But football started.
Right. And it was just like, okay, So I'm like, great, I'll just binge this later. So yes, it's probably.
And I'm sorry to put this on you. I know the Bregman stuff is big today, but we're going to get to it at 3.
No.
I needed to ask because last night I tried to watch another episode and we got to this point where I'm like, all right, maybe this is starting to pick up a little bit. Maybe I got to stick with it. And the fact is, it's Apple TV. It's not like you're paying for it. It's not like you're buying episodes. It's right there. You just hit the button.
See,
but it's the Catalina wine mixer guy. I can't get away from it.
But see, I think for you, it's going to be difficult because it's not what you're into. So that's why it's like, yeah, because it's science fiction and it's a bunch of what if type of scenarios.
Bro, the hallways of that place look like the hallways of this place.
And you, Mike, from the time that I've known you, you are a logical, it has to make sense person. You don't get into the whole, okay, take me on a ride and finish it at the end. I'll just sit in the back and be quiet. That's not you.
I'm just rounding the bend here of season one.
Because, you're probably asking a ton of questions, and I need to know now.
No, but I have
I need
to
know
them,
now.
I have to ask them silently.
Right. But I'm saying, because you can't suspend logic. And
I'm trying.
Just, and I know. And you are. And this is personal growth. But that's why I would have never recommended this show because
I know.
It's why I never said, Mike, you got to watch the Marvel movies. Now, we did it during the pandemic, but it was like, I know that's not you. So
some of those were okay, though.
Yeah, it's funny because, you identify with, like, certain characters. Like,
yes.
I was like, okay, I could see you in Iron Man. And no, you was
Tony
you,
Stark's a good dude.
No, it was Thor. I was shocked.
It was sarcasm. I liked it. It was funny. Okay. Look, no spoilers. I'm asking. I understand Severance came out 3 years ago, but season two just came out. And when I tell you this has, like, a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes, that this is one of the... TV critics are saying it is generational. You know what's not generational? Alex Bregman. We'll get to him at 3. I need your help.
But real quick, David, also remember sometimes when people get behind things and they tell you how great it is, you end up with Sharknado 6.
Truth.
So.
Truth. David, have you heard of this show, watched this show, plan to watch?
I have heard of this show, and I'm a very stubborn individual. And because the ratings were so great and everyone was saying how it was so good, I decided I'm not going to watch it.
That makes no sense.
I don't like being forced to do things because, it's great. You got to do this. I'm good. I watch my own thing. Like, I'm going to start Landman this weekend.
But see,
absolutely fabulous show.
It makes
fabulous.
But see, Mike, this makes sense. I've been around you guys long enough to know, yes, never. Tell David this is something you need to watch.
Oh, yeah, I'm never going to do it.
David won't do it.
But then I saw the preview for it. I'm like, you know what?
You got to almost downplay and be like, yeah, it's all right. It's okay. David will watch it.
Yeah.
But if you're like, David, I'm telling, okay, well, I'll see if I can get to that.
I'll start
Just
Landman.
Just answer the question this way for
no
me,
Severance.
People,
no.
If you've seen Severance. Is it overrated? I'm going to stick this out. I'm too far into season one not to. TV season has started now. And I'm trying like hell. But, I mean, the critics talk this show. I'll tell you one thing. I'm pretty sure Doug Karsh loves this show more than his kids. The way Doug talked about this show, you would have thought that this thing reinvented the wheel.
Yeah, he keeps telling me, hurry up and finish the first season. Like, he rewatched the entire first season.
How?
And it's like,
how? I can barely get through the episodes.
I saw new things that I haven't seen before. But yeah, I like it. I like the premise. I want to see where this journey takes me. So,
okay.
But you're a lot further along than I am right now.
248-539-9797. We're going to get to Alex Bregman. We're going to get to a football today in about 25 minutes. I'm stuck on this Stafford rumor. And we are going to talk about Rico's dance party. This is going to be Soul Train tonight, College Hoops edition. Rico has a College Hoops dance party for everybody at 4. You're pumped up about tonight. Don't lie. You are bricked up. Don't lie. You're excited, and you want the people to be excited in a post-football world.
Yeah.
Also,
I'm offering you here's something to eat tonight. It's college basketball.
Also, we're going to slander the NHL later because we've just found out something about the Four Nations face-off that is quintessential NHL. We are loaded today.
You know what? Real quick,
yeah.
think of Severance as kind of an adult version of Stranger Things. Where, because when I first started watching Stranger Things, I was saying, everybody's telling me this is a great show. What the hell am I watching?
Yeah, I didn't love it.
So
I didn't love it. Sorry. Okay, good talk. We're off and running. We'll get to the people next. I just need your help with it. I just need to understand, is this thing going to pay off? It's TV season. And then we get to Bregman.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Starting out with something way off the reservation. And then I've got a Bregman stat. I don't know, it's going to be like Maury Povich when he would scare people straight. He'd have the drill sergeant yelling in a kid's face. This stat hit me like that. We're going to get to Bregman at 3, football at 2:45. I've just asked the question. Look, football season's done. TV season begins. I was told you just got to watch this show. I started watching Severance. I don't know what the F I'm watching. Is this show overrated or is this going to pay off? Because this is one of the most bizarre shows I've ever watched. And I'm 6 episodes deep and it's not getting better. And I'm getting angrier. And I need to know. So that's it. And by the way, Doug Harsh says it's the greatest television show in history. So far, I don't know. Doug may need a brain procedure because I don't know what the hell I'm watching. David, ticket text coming in quickly.
If Mike doesn't like the show yet, see, episode 6 is pretty far, but there is a big reveal at the end of episode 7.
Okay.
Try one more episode.
Okay.
You won't regret it.
All right. Yeah, I'll get to it before I watch mediocre college hoops tonight. It's going to be exciting.
Mike, I hate to inform you, but the second season takes a huge step back. Feels slow.
Wait,
like they're dragging their feet.
The reviews on season 2 have said this is one of the singular best seasons of any show ever. What am I missing?
I got through 2 episodes of Severance and it was so weird, but I kept telling myself I'll go back. But I'm just afraid I'll be wasting my time. That is from Tom.
That's what Rico did in the summer, but Rico's about to start the program because, well, football's dead. Go ahead, Dave.
Someone says, I was expecting you to say White Lotus on HBO.
I love that show.
Because that's how I felt about the show. So weird and so overrated.
I like season 1 better than season 2.
Armand.
I know. I don't want to give anything away if people haven't watched it. But season 1 was far superior.
Yeah, season 2 was, they were contractually obligated, yes.
Severance is one of the best shows, in all caps, he says, I've ever seen. Okay.
Oh, geez. Why? Is that from Doug in his car? In his little EV?
This one, maybe you agree with this or not. Someone says, for me, I think the hardest thing about watching Severance is there's no music.
Nothing.
Absolutely no soundtrack makes it a lot tougher to watch.
All the white walls. All right, let's go to the people. We'll get to Bregman in a bit. Let's go to Kenny, did you misspell this person's name? How do you pronounce this?
I don't think I did.
Is it Colleen?
Kenny, your spelling worries me. I just don't want to mispronounce the name.
I think it's Colleen.
All right, well, we're going to find out. Colleen, how are you?
I'm great. The legends, Mike and Rico. What's up, guys?
How are you, sir?
Good, good, good. So I know you're talking about Severance. David, I just wanted a quick thing. Landman's great. It's basically Billy Bob being Billy Bob.
Yes.
But, like, I mean, that's always good to me. So
it's a great show.
So definitely give that a chance, yeah. So about Severance, Mike, I listen to you guys a lot. So I pretty much think that you and I have a similar taste in, like, shows, because I know way back when you were talking about Westworld and, you know, Yellowstone and stuff like that. I like those shows, right?
Yeah.
So, but Severance reminds me of Westworld, not necessarily like the premise and stuff, but like that, like, slow burn, like you watch it again and you see something different and stuff like that. It's like really one of those deep shows that on the surface you're like, what is this? But then it's, like, deeper. And I will say, like, the one texter did steal my thunder, and it does get better. I would say episode 7 through 9, I think it's 9, those are some of the best, like, in. Yeah, it's one of the best shows on television because of that. Like, it's definitely one of those shows that, like, it, you know, you ask questions, like, it answers questions, and then it adds more to it. So it's frustrating in that way. But I'm just hoping, because I haven't seen season two, I'm just hoping that it doesn't do like what Westworld did, because I feel like Westworld peaked at season one and then I was done. So I'm hoping it doesn't do that. But like, just to Rico's point, yeah, it is weird, and it you can't really tell what time of, or like what year it is, because you got older cars, but then they got newer technology, then they got old technology.
I don't know if it's the 70s, so the 80s. I don't know if it was yesterday. Yeah. I don't know what the hell I'm watching.
But then they have cell phones.
Yes.
So I'm like, I don't get it. So, you know what I mean? So
I'm going to stick it out because I'm stubborn. Yeah. But what drives me crazy is like, you find, like, for a guy like me, I finally get some time because football's done. And I'm like, okay, I've been told until I'm blue in the face how good this show is. And then I start this thing and I'm like, I'd rather watch Old Dominion versus George Mason. What the hell am I doing?
It's definitely a slow burn, man. It really is. But yeah, just give it a chance. And
All right.
You guys have a great afternoon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll stick with it.
It's one of those that I'm shocked. But
I thought of you when I started this. I go, this is the weird bleep that Rico likes.
Yeah.
Like, this is a Rico show.
Yeah.
This isn't for me. I like shows like Billions. I like shows that are rooted in a level of reality.
Yeah, Mad Men.
Yes, Mad Men was fantastic.
Or, you know what? I could just see you as Game of Thrones. You know what? I don't like you. Off with his head.
I actually really like that show.
I know.
I dug
That's
it.
That's what I said. That's a Mikey show.
But here's the thing. I was
like right before the pandemic hit.
Oh, so you had it all. You just start rifling episodes.
Right, because everybody was talking about the final, because the final season was about to come out. So I'm like, let me watch this show.
You know what kills me? I think that's what's bugging me about sports lately is I've been conditioned, like TV, you just watch what you want when you want. Like, don't tell me when to watch my shows. I play sports. I don't want to wait until 10 o'clock to watch Michigan State UCLA. Can't we just fire this thing up? Let me hit the button. Episode available?
Gotcha. No, that's not how it works.
Let's go.
You'll just see the graphic. We'll be here soon, Mike.
Program soon. Mike, 97.1. What's up, Mike?
Hey. So, here, I'll ask you this. Did you like Lost? Do you remember that show, Lost?
Okay. I'm going to confess this to you. Please don't make fun of me. I'm like one of three people on earth who's never watched Lost.
You know,
okay,
what?
That's
Mike,
fine.
No, Mike,
that's
good. No,
it's
good
my
call.
Problem.
No, good call, Mike. Cause that's what it looks like to me.
Yes. Now here's the thing though. I love Lost, but this is, sorry to say, it's not that good.
Okay.
And nothing really does happen. I've watched the whole, I'm caught up. And it's just not that, you know, there's nothing revealing or great, nothing crazy
happens. I understand what they're trying to do is I think there's this, you know, big deeper meaning and like a moral conflict. But I'm just struggling. Mike, it's like watching paint dry.
Yeah, it is. It's like that through the whole thing, too. It really doesn't ever get that funny or interesting or, oh, my gosh, or nothing. And, you know, Doug, he's not exactly the best barometer of what you want to be watching, Cars.
Can't trust a guy who doesn't eat red meat. There it is.
That's right.
Got
you
it.
Know, you might want to cut your losses.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the candid response. Maybe you can't take TV tips from a guy who only eats ground turkey. I don't know. Severance, man. But look, baseball is not here yet. The NHL's on sabbatical. We already told you the NBA blows. I mean, God love the Pistons. They're trying, but that sport is terrible. And football just died. So this is what's... I'm sorry I'm not monitoring Alex Bregman 24-7, which, by the way, we're going to talk about this at 3. Is it wrong I've kind of reached a point like, you know what, man? F off. Whatever. Just do what you're going to do, but just do it. The baseball free agency, it's so exhausting. The fact that it's February 11th. Pitchers and catchers have reported, and we got a guy of Alex Bregman's caliber just sitting around. You know, I tell you what, I don't even care. If he signs, he signs. You know my deal. I don't want to give him some 6-7 year deal. I'd love to have him, but kind of burnt out by that. But I got a stat that's going to be sobering.
No, because I think what happens is, after a while, at least for the Bregman thing, either you want to do this or not, and it kind of seems like you're dragging your feet. And kudos to Scott Harris for saying, not doing anything stupid.
We'll wait until you sober up.
And yeah, until Jeremy Otto sashays in here announcing a 6-year, $180 million deal, and then I'm going to make you take that back.
Then, well, you know what? At that point, things can change.
248-539-9797. We'll get a little football in about 15 minutes. I am obsessed, not with Severance, but with this Stafford to the Giants rumor. I don't even care if it's real. I'm living in a fantasy. I just need something to care about with my team. We'll take some calls, and then, yeah, we'll get to business with the Bregman thing at 3, because I want to hear from you guys. You're the paying customer. And Bregman is a very interesting case. He's good, not great. He's expensive, but not crazy. He's old-ish, but not old. He's like a little bit everything, but he's all of nothing. And I don't know. I don't even know what to do with it anymore. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
97.1. And do not adjust your dial. We started with a little something different today. We're going to get the football in 10 minutes. Bregman in 20. I just needed to know if I'm insane or I just don't appreciate the arts. I've tried with a show that I've been told is one of the great TV shows of all time. This Severance, I'm sorry. I'm losing my mind. And I feel like Doug owes us an apology. Because Doug not only likes the show, he's watched it twice. He listens to podcasts breaking it down. I'm talking super nerd stuff. This Severance, I think part of my problem, the lead characters, the guy who hosted the Catalina Wine Mixer and Step Brothers.
Almost, you gotta let that
go. I can't let it go. He has a very distinct face. I can't. Plus, I see him singing in his SUV, and then he makes fun of his wife for the voice lessons. Then they almost get hit head on. I can't. I can't escape it. It's the only thing I've ever seen that guy in. And now he's back on this, playing a complete oddball. I'll go to the people. 6-7 episodes deep. I'm gonna battle through, but I just needed to know, is this thing overrated or am I gonna be pleasantly surprised? Evan has watched all of it and he's like, eh. Powers hates it.
Right.
Doug says it's the best show ever, so I can't pin it down. Let's go to Noah, 97.1. Noah, what's going on, buddy?
Flat $1,200 a week for singing lessons, and this is what I get. I'm going to fiddle with the solo. Mike, so how's it going? You know, it's funny because I've been listening to you. I was shocked when I heard Severance coming out of the gate for you, but I've been listening to you talk for a while, and I feel like you're the perfect candidate for this show. Even the way that you were just talking about the Giants getting Stafford, you were saying, I feel like I'm in a fantasy land. I feel like I'm. And I think you've got to give it time. I just rewatched it with my girlfriend, and I remember kind of doing – I had seen the first season, so I was kind of looking over at the couch, waiting for signs of disinterest or the other.
Okay.
And right around that 6-7 point, I think it really starts to –
okay.
I think it really starts to amp up because you realize that this is duplicated across all of our forums right now. Who you listen to – is what you believe, especially now. I mean, you know, who you listen to is what you're going to believe. So when you take this setting where we have all the instincts of our normal self, but then you put it in, you give yourself, you strip the prior knowledge, and it's like you'll believe it if you don't have access to a phone.
And I don't want to. The reason I'm not being a little more detailed is Rico watched two episodes like 6 months ago. I don't want to ruin it for him or the audience, but do it. You're hinting at something. Yes, I'm starting to get that part of it. And I know it's like, I get what they're trying to do. This is a social commentary. Yes. It's just, no, holy mercy, does it move at a snail's pace.
Let me ask you this, Mike, because this is, I saw somebody do a skit, and I think you'd love this. It was these guys, they're the Out of Order guys on YouTube. And they did a skit. It was called Severance, but with your sports team. And it was interviewing all these guys who had severed, hypothetically, whenever their team was on. They would let their itty go and watch sports. And it made me wonder, you know, there was a guy who was a Pats fan. He severed in 2000. He said he couldn't do it anymore. So he lost. He didn't see all the Celtics wins, the Patriots wins. And I'm wondering, could you imagine how many Lions fans, how many Detroit fans may have severed at one point only to be told, to hear rumblings of, well, yeah, this MCDC guy –
yeah.
He might be turning things around.
Well, it's the same thing with the Pistons.
It's hilarious.
I mean, the Pistons have gone 15 years without winning a playoff game. I mean, that's part of the reason we can't talk about it more on here is that, for lack of a better term, severed. People are gone. No, they're gone.
Yeah, it's been tough. Hi.
I'll stick with it. I'm already 6-7 episodes deep. I don't want to reveal the last scene of the last episode again out of respect to Rico and the audience. I'm going to stick with it. It's just, Noah, you get to a point you start watching this stuff, brother. You're like, wait a minute. Now, I've been sold a lie. I mean, you're telling me the Tooth Fairy's real.
I hear you. Also, I don't read reviews. If you read reviews and everybody gives it a 99%, put it on this pedestal, and it's never going to reach that. So
that's fair.
You got to go in blind.
That's very fair, Noah. That's part of what's ruining it for me. Because what convinced me to watch it wasn't Doug. It was, oh my God, season 2, generational television. And I'm like, all right, well, football's almost done. I'll start to
and see, maybe give that's it a for shot. Me. I just kind of saw it on Apple TV and said, huh, what is this? Let me check out an episode.
This was made for you. This is some weird-ish, as the people say. This is a Rico. I wouldn't be surprised if your name was in the credits. R.L. Beard, like executive design consultant. It is weird, bro. Anthony, 97.1. What's up, Ant?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, Anthony. What's going on?
The way I take TV show recommendations, if my white friends is talking about it and my black friends talk about it, then I got to watch it. If only one side is watching it, I'll wait on it. But I was going to start it tonight because me and my wife, we just finished Ted Lasso. So everybody been talking about the show. So
great
I'm going to check it out tonight.
I think that show is atrocious. Everyone likes Ted Lasso. I hated it. I wanted to punch him in the face.
I feel like because it's not serious. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, hold on. Anthony, isn't Ted Lasso like the positive coach? That he really had no business.
It gets deeper than that. It's like a lot of like serious like stuff in it. I don't want to give it away for anybody.
Once again,
who watching it?
Positive coach.
No,
that's why you didn't like it.
No coach is going to talk to adults that way and get away with it. And I'm talking, he treats them like they're third graders. I hated that show, Anthony.
And I want to ask a question to all the married people in the room. Do your wife feel like y'all have to watch every show together?
No, God, no.
Thinking of the watch.
No.
Not at all.
I was gonna check out Severance tonight to see how it is, but like she think we have to watch everything together. But Mike, I think you would love Presumed Innocent with Jake Gyllenhaal. You check that out yet?
No, I can add it to the list because I gotta tell you, I can't take too much
that
more Lumen Industries.
Mike, do me one favor. Take a break. Well, you got one episode left. Watch episode 1 of Presumed Innocent. I swear you will like it.
Okay. Is that on Apple as well?
Yeah, I feel like Apple is so slept on because they don't really promote it all that much for some reason. But when you think about it, you got Ted Lasso, if you like it. You have C with Jason Momoa. You have Presumed Innocent. And then whatever else they got coming in, Severance. I feel like it's getting up there. It's way better than what Netflix been putting out lately.
Well, I mean, listen, the Netflix thing got ruined during the pandemic. We hit the end of Netflix. Then there was a writer's strike. Nothing was being made. And then you end up just watching like true crime documentaries and not wanting to leave your house because everyone's dead.
Like, I think C is everybody's blind.
I'm not. No.
So it's a society where everybody is blind.
Okay. See, this is, I always tell my wife this. Like, she loves true crime stuff. She loves the, I go, can we watch something that doesn't feature murder, rape, incest, kidnapping? Can we get, I'm like, all my teams blow. The Lions just lost. Can I watch something happy?
Life insurance paid up?
I'd like to laugh. I'm like, everything.
Celebrity Crime Files, here we go. Like,
case in point, they came out with that Dexter prequel.
Yes.
That's the stuff she watched.
Oh, Rieger loves that stuff.
Oh, my God. The other night I walked by, there's a guy duct taped to a table with a chainsaw. I go, oh, honey, how you enjoying that? I'm out.
So you're not into the true crime stuff?
No, to a point.
Okay.
It can't. Everything can't be murder.
So you're not a Dateline type of person?
I like to.
Now and then, moderation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I just, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, what is it?
Nah, I can do, I'm like that. I can do that type of stuff every night.
You know why?
Night.
Because you're disturbed. That's really what it comes down to. Because,
there's like, I'll listen to like a murder podcast if I'm taking a walk.
Why?
Taking a walk? You're supposed to be relaxing.
You believe this guy?
I am.
Oh, hey, Rico's taking a walk. Hey, what are you listening to in those Beats by Dre? Well, rape and incest. What?
Someone walks by me, says hello, but he's really thinking, I'm going to murder you.
Hi diddly do, neighbor. You're going to look good in that ditch. What the hell is wrong with you?
That's on Spotify.
Guy goes for a casual walk, Kenny. This is what he's listening to.
I like the idea of somebody just turning on the radio now and hearing this.
Right. I'm the jackass.
Hey, princess, let's go.
I'm the jackass walking around breaking down outfield rankings for the new season. Prospect reports. I quit. All right, let's do the football, shall we? Severance. I don't know. We'll figure it out. All right, let's do the football. David, music, please.
Well, let's start with this because we can finally do it. The hiring cycle is over. The Saints have hired Kellen Moore as their new head coach. Your thoughts on that hire since we're finally done?
I don't think about it.
Okay.
Franchise is a shipwreck. They've tried to outrun the cap for years on end when they were never really in a Super Bowl window. They don't have a quarterback. You're probably looking at Spencer Rattler. And Kellen Moore is a head coach. I don't know. I don't have great faith in it. Now, what I'll give him credit for, he came in as a gunslinger. Guy wanted to throw it 40 times a game. He goes to Philly. He basically was the offensive coordinator at Navy now. So he showed a willingness to adapt, to change. But overall, the Saints, it's a roster issue, David. I mean, you tell me, Rico.
I think for the Saints, it depends on if they can get that quarterback in there to lead this team.
No.
He's a good backup. He's not ready for prime time just yet. But if they can go into free agency and get a QB, or maybe they'll be the latest to convince Aaron Rodgers to come down and ruin their franchise. If he gets a quarterback, I think that he can win. It's just, will the Saints play ball with him and help him out?
Rico, you're going to like this next one because we kind of talked about it pre-show. Were we lied to? Super Bowl numbers came out. 126 million people watched the Super Bowl.
Hold on, David. Nobody watched the Super Bowl. Everybody we're doing hates this the again. Chiefs. And we were watching Heidi or Beauty and the Beast.
I'll let you two get it out of your system. Go ahead.
And 133.5 million live viewers watched the halftime show.
Wait, so more people actually watched the halftime show than the actual game?
Yes. I think people really wanted to watch the halftime show because the second quarter was the peak hour for the actual game as well. I think people started showing up to get ready for the halftime show.
Yeah, I saw that and saw that. I guess I would have never thought that the Kendrick Lamar would outdo Michael Jackson's halftime show, but he did.
Even Prince.
It's, I don't.
That was for you, Mike.
It was the most watched halftime show. Like, if you can win a bar bet now. You know what, David? It's just funny because I think people just like to complain sometimes. I'm never doing this. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yeah, you are. Just like a certain person I know. I'm not watching a game on Christmas Day. Yeah, you are.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you are, David. No, I'm not. Yeah, you are.
Don't put that evil on me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
People like to say what they're not going to do when they're really going to do it. So what it tells me, football is king. This is why they charge as much. This is why they do as much. Because even when you try to protest, you don't know how to protest correctly.
This next story.
Anything, Mike? I got nothing, man.
Okay.
You gave 3,000 words. I stopped after word 50. I'm like, yeah, the Super Bowl, big numbers. Water's wet. Okay. I don't even know why David had the question in there.
Well, you can.
Mike just went severance on me.
I severed from the topic.
You can talk about this one because this story.
Sure.
Oh, my Lord. I love it.
What?
So we already know now that Aaron Rodgers and the Jets are going to part ways.
Yeah.
This may be part of it. Diana Rossini, quote, I was told that when they had conversations with Aaron Rodgers about what the future would look like, if you're going to be a part of this team, you're going to attend all training camp. You're not going to do the Pat McAfee interviews anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They had a conversation with him of, if you were to stay here, here is how we would want it to be. So this is Aaron Glenn taking control back.
And guess what? I think it's a lot like, hey, how much you want for that sweatshirt? And you price it where you know the person will say no. The Jets and Aaron Glenn set up a situation that they knew Rodgers would never agree to because they didn't want him back. That's how I look at it. Good for Aaron Glenn, good for the Jets. What the hell you want him back for? To go 7-10? Or would you have wanted him back? It's your prerogative. I wouldn't as a new coach.
No, I think he was washed 2 years ago. I wouldn't have paid him that then. He should have left. His final game in Green Bay should have just been his final game, period. He's going to be one of those athletes that hang on way too long. He'll be Emmitt Smith as a Cardinal.
Oh, God. And Roy Williams broke his shoulder.
Yeah, look, it's just like, God, wow. At some point,
good pull.
Walk away. And he's not doing that because he thinks that there's another Super Bowl out there. And it's like, Aaron, the next Super Bowl you get, you'll be a backup QB for it.
Correct. And the domino effect that will come from it is Devontae Adams. Jeremy Fowler is saying that they will not be able to keep his $38.3 million cap on the roster.
There's some shade about his attitude going around.
Correct.
Including from Breece Hall.
Correct.
If I'm Aaron Glenn, I think you took the job, and you've got to tell him, guys, we need a reset here. Mm-hmm. You got a toxic environment. Let me show you how we built Detroit. Guys like Devontae Adams, guys like Aaron Rodgers.
Because Devontae Adams made it clear, I'm just following Aaron Rodgers. That's it. And I don't want to be anyplace else. At that point, he has enough of a name, David. I think you can get some value for him if you try to put him out there on the open market to trade.
Well, according to Jeremy Fowler, he says Adams seems to be intrigued by going back west to the Rams, Chargers, or Niners.
Yeah, that's what the Rams want to do. Trade one guy with a bloated salary on the downside of his career for another. That seems sensible. Let him go to the Niners. Let Rico deal with it. Never. Would you be okay with that? Devontae on a one-year prove-it.
One-year prove-it?
Or a deal that makes the money a non-issue. Do you think he's got enough juice in the tank for you?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. David, go ahead.
All right, so I was looking at a few articles. Everybody's recapping the year, some winners, some losers, some different things. So I wanted to ask you all some questions here based on what I was seeing.
Sure.
And the first one here is a few of them listed the running back position and how it seems to be having a resurgence. You've seen the Ravens, Eagles, Lions, Chargers, Bills, Bucks, all using their run game as their offensive foundation. So is the tide finally shifting on that position?
I think it is. I mean, because yes, David, to answer it shortly and succinctly, it is, because now you're seeing controlling the TOP is helping a lot of teams. You get the offensive line, you invest, and you can play action, and it works. Just going back there and playing the 7-on-7 football doesn't work in the NFL. Not when the weather gets cold, because if not, look at Miami. Great in the first 2 months, and then they're always horrible in the final 2 months.
Cosign. Running backs are back, but guess what we still don't do?
We don't pay running backs.
Use them up, throw them out.
You're going to be paying running backs. I can't wait for that show.
Will that ever change, though?
No. Paying running backs?
Nope. Nobody with a brain's going to do it. And if you're going to do it, you're the Eagles. You're already a Super Bowl team, and a freak show becomes available. They'll end up cutting Barkley before he lives out that deal.
And here's how I see running backs, David. I see running backs like quarterbacks in college football. You're never going to end up on the team that you started off with. If you're really good, you're going someplace else.
I like that. He's right.
Then this last one just may be a hindsight question.
Yeah, okay. Well, I have one after your last one.
Okay. Based on the news of Kirk Cousins and him saying, oh, it wasn't just the Achilles. It was the ankle, then the shoulder, then the arm.
Yeah.
We all of the NFL reacted when they drafted Michael Penix Jr. Were we wrong to react that way?
Yes. Just like I think people are going way overboard with the Luka Doncic thing. It's just popular. It's easy. But in the end, the people who had a plan ended up being right. Now, do I question why they ever signed Cousins in the first place versus just drafting Penix? Yes. But overall, they were right. They have their quarterback, rookie scale deal. You can cost average it out, get rid of Cousins. They were right. And I thought he showed enough where you could go, you know what? We can build around him.
Yeah, he did. Those final few games was like, okay, we get him some more pieces. We actually, what you need is a Ben Johnson type of coordinator to go in there and actually work with him and say, what do you like? What do you don't like? Instead of making him do what you need him to do. One real quick for you two, because both your names popped up on this list.
What?
Looks like Matthew Stafford may be on the open market. There are four teams.
Come on.
That would be good fit for Stafford if he leaves.
Come on.
Number one on that list is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep, that's better for Kelly. We'll take him.
Honestly, it's a really good spot.
But
here's your problem. Problem with your team is the same problem as my team. It's outdoors. It's bad weather.
It's very true.
I'm not trying to kill the vibe.
You're right.
You and I have the same problem. It's going to be Stafford in the hamburger helper gloves. That's not the same guy.
Number two on that list, the New York Giants.
We're desperate.
I mean, the Giants are out there shaking their ass for money. We got nothing going on.
Number three, are you really shocked?
It's Vegas?
The Raiders.
That one makes sense based on, hold on, you brought up the misses. You brought up not wanting to move. She don't want to live in West Virginia, and sure as hell don't want to live in New York. Vegas, a 40-minute flight. Mm-hmm. Plus, the kind of plane that they probably got, get there in 18 minutes.
Okay.
And Vegas, it's indoors. Tom Brady, maybe some allure.
Or do you want to inherit a lot of toys? And in true Root for Radio,
Minnesota?
Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, that's Cold War radio. That's, oh my God. That'd be amazing.
That's, you face him twice a year, Justin Jefferson, no. Addison Hockenson. Oh yeah.
That sounds amazing. How do I sign up for that?
They throw JJ in the deal, in the trade. They ship JJ out to the Rams, and Stafford comes to the Vikings.
You throw in a meditation circle underneath the goalposts, and you got a deal. The last one. To hell with my team. We're not going anywhere. Bring him to this division, and let's do radio. Wow.
Ben Johnson, twice a year. Matthew Stafford, twice a year.
It doesn't matter. Disco.
That is.
You are never going to let him let that
never.
Down.
I am going to spray paint his grave.
That is in football today.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.